Nolte, survey reveals only half of New Yorkers plan to stay in Democrat-run city. By John Nolte on March 19, 2024. Only half of New Yorkers plan to stay in the city. According to the survey of more than 6,600 New York City households, reports the far-left New York Times. But his fraudulency Joe Biden received 76% of the New York City vote in 2020? But Democrat Eric Adams received 66% of the New York City mayoral vote in 2021? Why is everyone so unhappy in New York City when they are getting exactly what they voted for? Oh, but unhappy these Democrats are, especially compared to 7 years ago. Only 39% are content with the state of public education, reports The Times. Only 37% are happy with the level of public safety in their neighborhood. And only 34% are satisfied with their neighborhood's cleanliness. Less than a third rate the city's quality of life as excellent or good. Less than a quarter are content with the overall quality of government services. When asked, how would you rate the quality of life in New York City overall? Only 29.8% said excellent or good. That's down from 51.2% in 2017 and 50.9% in 2008. As you can imagine, safety is a major issue. When asked to rate how safe or unsafe you feel riding a subway during the day, only 49% said they felt safe during the day. That is a catastrophic drop from 82% in 2017 and 86% in 2008. Watch, man throws flaming newspaper at school kids at NYC subway. When asked to rate how safe or unsafe you feel riding a subway at night, only 22% said they felt safe, compared to 46% in 2017 and 45% in 2008. When asked to rate how safe or unsafe you feel walking alone on a street in your neighborhood at night, only 51% felt safe, down from 70% in 2017 and 69% in 2008. Watch, man attacks unsuspecting victim from behind with baseball bat in NYC. Guess what's getting the blame? Yep, the pandemic. The drop is stark, said Andrew Rain, president of the Citizens Budget Commission, even as he stressed that context matters. In 2017, New York City was 7 years into a really robust recovery, he said. In 2023, New York City was still emerging from a pandemic that brought economic and social upheaval. Is the coronavirus like a zombie that turns people into criminals? To its credit, The Times does at least mention that crime might sort of kinda might probably be a bit of an issue. Of particular note were New Yorkers' feelings about crime. There were more murders, robberies, felony assaults, burglaries and grand larcenies last year than in 2019. Before the pandemic began, and the survey questions reflected a marked unease in how people felt riding the subway or walking the streets at night. The same Democrats complaining about this voted for this. They voted to end stop and frisk. They voted for politicians who declared New York a sanctuary for illegal aliens. They voted to release violent criminals. And now they're all, "Oh no, our city sucks. How could this have happened? Watch, I thought this was America." Alleged migrants beat NYPD officers. And now half of them want to leave. Idiots. Sure glad I live here. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.